This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of good stuff happening tonight, and I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. And, hey, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Always appreciate the time that you're with us. You know, if you head over to the website, you know, this thing works almost all the time. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live. You could take the poll. There's a lot happening there. The our hearts and prayers go out to Larry Kudlow. Apparently, that's the president's one of the president's economic advisors. He had a heart attack, probably about 20 minutes or so ago, just before the president got ready to meet with Kim Jong Un, and. So, you know, again, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. He's a human being. Let's give him a little love. Draw a few prayers. Make sure that, I'm sure he's getting the best of care wherever he's at. So, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, being involved, being engaged, being part of the process, if you would. The president he's there. They've started the summit is underway. Reset. Go up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. There's a lot you can do up there. You can give me your email address. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Whole bunch of stuff that you can do on, you can do there. Okay? And just get involved and get engaged. You gotta get involved. You gotta get engaged. Otherwise, it's all for naught. It's just a waste of time for everybody. Including yourself. Right? That is that simple. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you get involved and you get engaged in this stuff. I got to tell you, though, I'm getting the biggest kick out of watching the left pretty much lose their minds over this stuff. He is the first American president that has done this. He's the first American president that has decided to meet and, oh my God, hammer it out. And then you hear the snots over on some of the other channels, some of the other networks, saying, well, I hope he's able to maintain his composure. I hope he's able to hold it together because, you know, this is a very delicate situation. You know, every one of these guys is an expert, and every one of these guys have called this wrong. Every single one of them. Right? They were gloating at the fact a couple of weeks ago when they thought this wasn't going to happen because the president sent a note to a Rocket Man there, telling him, hey, you know what, I've had it with you. And some are saying, well, I hope he doesn't walk out like he said. I hope he holds it together. It's not holding together. Here's the problem. They don't know what the truth is anymore. I know, you've already poked me. They don't know what the truth is on the left anymore. The problem with these people is that they're not used to anybody who says anything that they're going to do actually making it happen. I guess when they make it happen, then it's a lie. It's a truth when you say you're going to do something and you don't do it. This is what's going on. Come on, think about this. Every one of these things that they're screaming at Trudeau out of Canada today. What a wuss. This guy takes swipes at Trump when he knows he's getting on the plane, number one. Number two, he's talking about all these tariffs he's going to put on us. Look, dude, do some homework. We are 20% of your economy. You are less than two of ours. You home? Anybody there between the years? And, you know, you talk about fair tariffs. Some of you who love to poke fun at the president and stuff, what is fair about us paying almost 270% tariffs on milk, dairy, you know, those kind of products? What's fair about that? When does everybody pay their fair share? Is that what you guys are into? Fair share. Why is it that we get screwed all the time? We pay, I don't know where this is coming from, but we paid the bulk of money for the UN, right? I mean, we're giving money to all these organizations across the planet. We pay more than anybody else in most cases. We get hit with the highest tariffs, and they squirm and scream when we try to raise ours to make it an even playing field. And people are saying, well, you know, that's not very diplomatic. That's not how it works. Well, it hasn't worked. So I'm not interested in whether it's diplomatic or not, or whether it's presidential or not. I don't care. So maybe, I'm just guessing here. If Trudeau gets stupid, the only one he's going to hurt is the Canadians. Because American workers, American car workers, American union car workers would love to have more work. They'd love to have, for us to have to open more plants here because the tariffs were too high to get the aluminum and what they needed from other places. Do all the work right here in this country. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I think it would be. That's just me, though. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Kimberly Marin's going to join us on the other side of the break. And, Jim, you know, what I love about this is how the left is deflecting so many things about this, about how bad Trump may screw up and how he screwed up at the G7. No, every one of our allies now in the G7 is against us. They are lying. You know, Italy. I mean, of all places, these guys have no guts. Excuse me. But all places, the Italians now come out and say, look, we're going to worry about the Italians first. We're going to take care of us first. We're going to do our way first. But guess what? So did Trudeau. After he came out getting on the president's case for, in essence, protecting the American worker, you know what happened? He said his job was to protect the Canadian worker. Wow. I guess you can only do it if you're not America. If you're not the U.S., we'll be back in a minute with Kimberly Marin. See if I said anything wrong here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market
will correct. I didn't write any of
that. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Okay. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at LandmarkGold.com. Or call now. 844-715-7311.
I'm hearing you.
Is there a speaker on somewhere?
Your diagnosis may be the result of drugs and exposure to asbestos. You may be entitled to compensation.
No, you know what? I think he's got some kind of curse on
this. Affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights? Can you get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now. 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases.
Hello?
$2.7 billion for their clients. clients in all 50 states in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Are you looking? You got to get involved. You got to get involved in the conversation. You got to get involved in what you're doing, you know, in politics and when you're out and about doing your thing. You just really need to get engaged. What a nightmare! Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week to help me get things kicked off and figure out what's going on. From electronic standpoint, though, neither one of us can really get it together. Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, look, I'm alive. I can take a little chance. Hey, you heard Kudlow had a heart attack just 20 minutes ago or something.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, listen, no human being, but right when the summit starts, right? I mean, I'm sure you're going to hear somebody. You're going to hear somebody from the left talk about how, you know, God was taking him out or doing something to him because, you know, he was part of all this nastiness, right? <'Cause>, you know, come on, seriously, right? So. I don't know if you caught the first segment, but I was talking about how the left, when you switch to different stations, you look at different writings, Huffington Post, places like that, they're all talking about how they're sure he's going to blow this, okay? They're sure he's going to make a mistake because he's got a short temper. But, I mean, isn't it his attitude, the way he does politics, is the reason behind why they're sitting where they're sitting right now?
Probably. I mean, he's done things differently than any other president, right? Bill Clinton never sat down with North Korea, but he certainly gave him a heck of a lot and made it so they were able to build nuclear weapons. So how'd that work out?
Well, listen, like I said, you know, we're neophytes. We don't know anything. They're the only guys that know how to fix and do anything at all. It's always been amazing to me how we can't do anything right. And you look at this guy Trudeau. What an interesting character. See how I cleaned that up? You like that? Right?
Interesting character.
Well, look at he starts poking at the president when the president's getting on the plane. I mean, seriously. And then on top of that, he's screaming at us that he's going to throw tariffs on us and make it hurt for us. They already nail us at 270% on tariffs for our dairy and meat. Are we serious?
Yeah, Trudeau is,
be nice.
I'm trying to think of the proper word that I can't get away with on the radio. Was. He's a coward. He couldn't say anything in person, you know, to Trump. He had to wait.
He's a coward. He's just a flat out coward. And then what he was saying is not really true, right? I mean, if you think about it, look at. He talks about nailing us with bigger tariffs, but all he's going to hurt are the Canadian car workers.
Right.
Right. You know, because when it comes to, you know, we love to have more. We would love to have more work for us.
Of course. Of course. These people have had it so easy for so long without anyone questioning or stopping or putting a halt and saying, hey, wait a minute, you know what? We need to really take a look at this, make sure it's fair, make sure the, you know, United States isn't getting screwed. Let's step back and take a look at this before moving forward. No one's ever done that before that I know of. I mean, maybe someone has, but I'm not sure. And so they've just, you know, hopped along their merry way.
Yeah, well, like you said, though, they're sitting there screaming about how you have when it comes to Trump, that he doesn't know how to handle us. He doesn't know how to be diplomatic. But we've done diplomacy with these guys for years, for eons, for decades, and it's never helped. It's never moved the ball forward. And I just for the first time, I just for the first time saw President Trump and a little Asian guy there shake hands. They're in the same room. He has done something that hasn't been done or is as historically relevant as when Nixon went to China. Is that not true?
This is absolutely historically relevant. I just posted something from a news person who writes about North Korea. And she just posted that this is an historic moment. They've made history because never before have the sitting leaders of the DRPK and the United States, obviously North Korea, and the United States held a summit. So this is definitely historic.
Yeah, but
it's not like
what's CNN, MSNBC. What are those guys talking about?
They're probably talking about some vagina hat somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, God. Well,
sorry. That's, I mean, I try watching sometimes. I can't stomach them because they're that bad.
Well, earlier...
I forget what they were talking about. Somebody showed it earlier. I was watching a little bit preemptive, you know, of the summit. And I forget what they were showing, what was on, what they were showing on the news.
No, no. I'm going to tell you. One of the things that they were showing was how Trump tears up papers. You know, he's not supposed to tear up papers. They're supposed to be documented and shredded or whatever a certain way. And he just tears them up because he doesn't want to deal with them. Right? So they're doing demonstrations on how Trump tears up paper.
Stop it.
I'm looking.
Are you serious?
Tammy, what am I looking? What are you looking at? Right?
It's so real.
This isn't. I'm sorry.
I can hear her laughing in the background.
Because she's looking at it, and she can't believe it. It's, you know, you're looking at this stuff and going, "Oh my, you know, my God, look at this. This is a big deal." You know, and the world's highest bungee jump. I guess that's very important. I can see why that is.
Okay, now I have to go see what CNN's talking about on Twitter.
Now, why you're Mexico's biggest star nearly quit soccer in 2008? These are important things we should be talking about.
Right?
I can't stand it. These people for real. Seriously.
So the CNN politics on Twitter, they are all about, you know, the Trump thing. But then you have that moron Jim Acosta, and anything he says is going to be stupid, so it doesn't really matter.
And on MSNBC, they're asking Dennis Rodman how he thinks it's going to go. Rodman says, well, I think that... is he the only political expert they can find? I mean, I'm just serious here. Dennis Rodman says the summit should go fairly well. But that's okay, great.
Oh, yeah, because he knows all about international relations.
Oh, God, this is great. All right, we're going to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I've got to stop laughing. I'll be back with Kimberly Moran in just a few minutes. All right, so I don't know what happened. Let me check the Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever
you can. Sit tight
and
look at your phone.
I'm putting my money where my mouth is. The only fine American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
There's a real...
This is Dan Burke. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
Like
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years.
I can talk
I've helped
to
thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just getting engaged, getting involved. That's what it's all about, right? You got to get involved in the conversation to be part of the conversation. Otherwise, I don't know. You're like that old guy screaming with a beer in his hand. You don't want the TV set. Like anybody really cares, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. I always appreciate the time that she spends with me here on the air. Tries to straighten me out and give me the real scoop. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
What do you mean, tries to?
Well, you give it, say you give it an honest effort. I'm going to leave it at that.
You were right, though. You should see the nastiness on Twitter about Larry Kudlow having a heart attack.
Yeah. They just
the left proves that they are the most tolerant, loving, kind people once again.
Well, this is what I keep saying is I don't understand. Apparently, I don't understand love Trump's hate. I don't understand the whole love Trump's hate movement. When you're looking at this thing and you're saying, "My God, this guy sitting there, he could die," and the only thing you could do is be nasty towards him. What happened to the love Trump's hate? We take the high road when they take the low road. Pass me another hit off the crack pipe. What is wrong with these people?
They have a mental illness. We've already decided that that is absolutely the case. Liberalism is a mental disorder, and it's really not liberalism because there's nothing liberal about them except when it comes to spending other people's money. It's leftism, and they're lunatics, and they're really awful, horrifying people. Really, really, truly are. And I feel bad. Again, we've had this conversation before. I feel bad for that JFK, you know, type Democrats, that those people still exist, not in the party, but they still exist amongst us. We probably know some, especially from Massachusetts. But the left is just, they're just awful people. And I know this personally from them personally attacking me as well. But they just are really, really evil, horrible people.
Well, you know what? It's really funny. Like, you and I have talked about this. My dad is a lifelong Democrat, but if you talk with him, you wouldn't know that. He sounds like any other, you know, moderate Republican, if you would. It's just amazing to me. I don't know. Did you? Let's go. I love this one. Because this one made, I don't know if you followed this on the news today, but it made the people on the left crazy. Because apparently the Ohio had decided that it was going to clean its voter rolls. I mean, oh my God, who knew that you could actually clean voter rolls? So they were going through, they were cleaning up voter rolls. You know, people who had been dead, who hadn't voted in 15 years or 20 years or whatever. Because you could always, you know, you could always re-register. That was their thing was, look, if the person hadn't died, if they go to register, they can do a provisional ballot, and then they can go into the registrar later on, fill out a form, and they're back in again. Everything's cool and wonderful. They fought it. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can clean voter rolls.
You're supposed to. You are supposed to clean voter rolls. Every... I don't know if it's every 2 years or whatever, but you're supposed to be doing it. And when someone dies, you're supposed to be taking them off when you get that notice. It's ridiculous that they would fight against that, knowing it's you're supposed to be doing that. That's just ridiculous.
What if by some odd chance that they, I mean, because, you know, we've never heard of this happening, so we're just kind of pie-in-the-sky stuff here, but what if by some odd chance they find a way to send a vote bat from the dead? I mean, what are you going to do then?
Well, they have. The only time I'll ever vote Democrat again is when I die. They do that. We know that dead people have voted because when you do vote, I have written a white paper on voter fraud and all the different types. Dead people do vote.
Yeah. No, they
and
do.
They usually vote Democrat.
I got the cabinet from Secretary of State coming on in the next hour. We're going to talk about how many more voters there are in California than there are residents. It's just sad.
That's brilliant.
So sad.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Moonbeam is Moonbeam's minion, Newsom, is just bound to get in with those extra votes.
You know what? He's bound to get in anyhow because somehow the grip, the mental grip, that the Democrats have on their voters is just amazing to me because you have this lunatics, and even they think that they're lunatics, the rank and file, and they still vote these people because they've been taught that even a whack Democrat is better than a middle-of-the-road Republican, which just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I say the same thing. You're an independent, and I say the same thing from a standpoint of, look, here's the deal. I'm going to vote for the best American for the job, not the best Republican, the lesser of the two. It doesn't make any sense. It's just crazy.
Right.
Look what you guys got in New Hampshire doing all this crazy stuff.
Oh, my God. I hope. Sununu is one of the worst Republican governors probably in the country. Well, no. Kasich was. He's probably one of the worst. I mean, he's done some good stuff, but he's basically a Republican governor with a Republican-controlled House and legislature, and he's passing the progressive agenda. He's doing a bang-up job of making people not want to vote for Republicans again in November.
Well, he's a
He's really...
Paul Ryan, Republican, progressive Republican, don't you think?
He's worse than Paul Ryan. He's way worse.
God.
Yeah, Paul Ryan's actually good compared to him.
Wow. How exciting.
That's how bad he is.
God.
And this guy has voted all kinds of bad things in or tried to push some bad things, like Marcy's Law we talked about a while back. And we beat him on that one, of course. That was a huge bipartisan effort against that. But he's just, and of course the Republican Party's like, you have to unify, you just have to vote for him. Dude, he just signed into law the trans bill, first Republican-controlled state to do so, and not only is that an embarrassment, but it's going to hurt everyone in the Granite State. At some point in time, people are going to be hurt by this, and he just is a clueless twit and doesn't realize it or doesn't care.
You said once before there was really no no reason for this law because they're already protected under so many other areas. And I've had people say, no, you could still be fired for, you know, being gay or lesbian. Yeah.
You can't.
I have yet to hear that. If somebody can prove to me, I will apologize on national radio. If somebody can prove to me that they were fired, that somebody you knew was fired for being gay or lesbian or transgender, let me know, because that's not right. Correct?
No, and there's laws that protect people. If you were fired for something like that, then you have grounds to sue for discrimination. And most state laws have it, so you can use, though trans people can use laws that are already existing on the books, because guess what? We're all humans. You know, as we've talked about before, the problem with the gender identity legislation is it's not about the whatever small minority, tiny, teeny tiny percentage of trans people not being discriminated against. It's about them changing everyone else, changing the 99 point whatever percent who aren't trans. Changing the definition of their gender identity and changing the way everyone else thinks. It's about control. It's absolutely not about discrimination. That is a lie. And any state who tries to push these laws, just know that. Get ahead of it. Stop it, because it's just going to hurt everyone in your state, every single person, especially women and girls. Especially.
You're making the case I've been making for a long time, which is, look, they don't want equality. When they say equality, your ears should perk up, just like they do when they said they want comprehensive immigration reform. You know, anytime you hear those words, right, you should lock and load, get ready to fight, because it doesn't mean the same things to the different groups. They want total control. They don't want equality. They want control. For them, equality is when you believe like they do. That's what makes you equal. Not that everybody has a chance, not that everybody has a shot. So it's really interesting.
No, you're right. They always use that word equality. In reality, they want special rights. They're creating a special class of people with special rights and trampling on the rights of the 99%. That's what they did.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Kimberly is not going far. She's still going to be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Really, heat up your coffee. Come on back. Don't make me come to your house. We'll be right back.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
No, we're not. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring it back in. I have so much fun when Kimberly joins me. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I got to tell you something. Did you hear about what happened with the Twitter CEO? He got hungry and got
in trouble. That the guy? Is that people got mad at him because he was eating Chick-fil-A during Pride Month? Is that the one?
Yes. Yes. They got mad at him because he was eating Chick-fil-A during Pride Month, and he was apologetic. Oh, I'm so sorry. Why? I'm eating food. You know, it's really funny. They don't agree with same-sex marriage because of, religious beliefs, but yet they don't turn away same-sex couples. They feed everybody in there. And Chick-fil-A opened dozens and dozens of restaurants when they've had some, you know, issues, natural disasters. And they feed everybody. They don't ask for your Christian card, your Jewish card, your gay card. They don't ask for anything.
Yep.
Mind-boggling.
Again, we have to be tolerant of you, but they aren't tolerant of us. Meaning, you know, non-LGBT community, or the left in general. Because honestly, it's not all left wingers. It's not all liberals. If there's any left, it's just the loudmouth leftists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a small percentage of the entire group, but they're the loudest. They're the ones who get the support from all these multimillionaire morons. And they're the first one that kept to throw stones. The first one to throw a stone if you dare disagree with them. But if they did, you know, they can disagree with you all day long. And that's supposed to be how it is.
Well, because they're always right.
You know.
They know better than
yeah.
you. Period.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the problem. That's absolutely the problem.
Well, and again, you know, they targeted. This is how stupid they can be. So they targeted Chick-fil-A back in 2012, right? That was because Dan Cathy voices support for biblical definition of that terrible. He supported God's version, his biblical version, of a family unit. So they wanted to protest Chick-fil-A. They did all this stuff to try to keep, you know, Chick-fil-A, take business away from Chick-fil-A. And what happened? In the 2 months of that protest, Chick-fil-A had its highest 2 months in the company history to that point. How's that working out?
Yeah. Yeah, because Chick-fil-A is good. And their employees are super nice. And it's good customer service. You know, and when you try to bring down a company that's like that, you don't win. You're not going to win because they have more support than not.
Well, you know, I love the mindset that you can't just tolerate. You have to totally buy into and accept. So in other words, being a Christian, I don't agree with same-sex marriage. Okay. However, if you're married, I live in a state that recognizes same-sex marriage, so I deal with it. They have a right to be together. They have a legal right to be together. What am I going to do, follow them around, stick my face in their finger all day? Not what I'm called to do. But they'd do it to me, wouldn't they?
Yes. I was just going to say they would stick their finger right in your eye if they could. And I'm sure they do when they get the chance. They try to. That's the problem. They scream tolerance on the left, but then they're the most intolerant people in the country. And it doesn't matter what topic. It can be any topic. If you disagree with them, you're intolerant. You're the phobe or the ism or whatever word they're making up this week.
Yeah. I love the phobe. So, by the way, I love watching you. You put pictures up on your Facebook page about you teaching other, well, it looks like they're all women or mostly women in your classes.
Yes.
So tell me, let's talk a little bit about this, although I didn't tell you I was going to. The women that come to your classes, they've got to be from all walks of life, both sides of the aisle, just looking to protect themselves, right? That's mostly the reason behind it, or are they just looking to shoot a gun for the first time? What's the deal here?
You hit the nail on the head. It's a nonpartisan organization. It's all women from every walk of life, every, you know, race, sexual orientation, religious or non-religious background, political party or non-political party, everywhere. They want to learn about guns. They want to learn how to safely and accurately shoot. And some of them are there indeed for self-defense. Most of them.
Right.
Most women come to classes for a reason. Sometimes something has happened in their lives, or they've seen something happen, and they decide they want to protect themselves. Sometimes we get widows whose husbands were always the protector, and they had guns, and oh, now they have guns in their home they don't know how to use. We've had victims of crimes. It was kind of funny. Saturday, I had been talking with a husband, and he actually signed his wife up and her friend, and he was a former military guy, and he signed up the friend because, and this is a quote, she had an irrational fear of guns. Not anymore. She loved it.
Wow.
She loved it. So, you know, some people are just, we've had many, not many, we've had women come through who are afraid, but we walk through them, and because we're women, and, you know, we're patient, and we know how to instruct, and we understand the differences, and it's always a good thing when women leave. There's nothing like seeing a woman shoot for the first time, and the look on her face and the smile is like a mile long. It's awesome.
Well,
awesome.
Again, they've been so taught, so, you know, it's like the joke I have about my book, right? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And a lot of people, my buddy calls it, they do the pearl-clutching moment, right? You go, listen, I didn't come up with those labels. Those are the labels the left gave me, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're sitting here getting nervous as to what I said, but these are all the labels they gave me, and I'm going to go through them one by one and explain to you they mean nothing. They have absolutely no meaning to them. So
Right. That's
the same thing with the guns. They've been so taught about how bad they are and how nasty and this and that and the other thing. It's just wrong.
Well,
you know?
It is, and that's the thing. The media, anti-gun people, they have, and the media is really, really mostly to blame about this because they don't report the truth on stats. They specifically call a semi-automatic rifle an assault, quote-unquote, rifle. They gin up the lies, the fraudulent statistics, and the scary, quote-unquote, stories about firearms. They rarely talk about the majority of firearms being used in self-defense. Far more times, multiply, exponentially far more times than anyone uses firearms in homicides. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about the fact that more women than ever are now protecting themselves. Because think about it. Women are, you know, they're out in the workforce on their own. They're living on their own. We are, just like men, we are our own first responders. The cops aren't coming to our homes faster because we're women than they're going to some guy's house. We all are waiting the same. And again, like I said before, that's nothing about dispatch. They do an excellent job. It's just we don't have a cop out in front of our house 24/7. And, you know, one of the reasons I carry a firearm is because I can't carry a cop. So, you know, it's super, you know, women have finally decided, you know what, I'm going to protect myself because I'm my own first responder. I can't rely on anyone else. And isn't that what equality and independence is all about, Joe?
Oh, yep. The only thing you don't have a right to choose is your own protection, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. As a woman.
That's what they want. That's what the left wants. They don't want me to have that right to choose. Several years ago, I was at a gun rally, and I made a sign that said, "My body, my choice. I choose to protect myself." You know? Take their narrative and twist it up a little bit.
They do it to us. You should do it to them. Okay. How do people find you?
You can find me on New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, and on Twitter at Conservative IND. IND stands for independent.
Yes, I got that. I knew it was in Indiana at this time. Anyhow, by the way, we don't have enough time to go into this. You'd love this one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. The only Republican, God, who might have a chance, Mark Moisner, is joining me, running for Secretary of State here in California, guarantees, promises he will clean up the voter rolls one way or the other. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.